Blog Talk Radio.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind, guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her at Select. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at her crib, I'm just stunting on the X. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots of Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform. Isabel Marant, when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you're calling. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. I'm a trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got a tout. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you're calling. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Oh, yeah.
Sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow.
zero. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll feel ya. Try me and run into a wall, I'll feel the. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field lights. The fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they feel right. Bitch, stop playing, I do it like a king do. If these niggas animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Tell them bitches I say put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it. And my glasses on, but most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing, you don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chaser, tell that paper, look, I'm right behind ya. Bitch, real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy, sort of kinda. Woman of my dreams, I don't sleep so I can't find her. You niggas are gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Yeah, with a swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in a wishing well, now wish me well. Tell them kiss my ass, call that kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama mean. Get some drama mean, llama scream. Hotter than summer sun on a Ghana queen. Now all I want is hits, bitch, Wayne signed a fiend. I play the side for you niggas just trying to run and see. Son of gun, son of Sam, you niggas the son of me. Pause for this dumbest speech, I blow like Buddha. Disturb me, and you'll be all over the flow like Luda. Bitch, I flow like scuba, bitch, I'm bold like Cuba. And I keep a killer hoe, she gon' blow right through ya. I be macking about my second amount, I pack like a mover. Shout the ratchet for backing out on behalf of my shooter. Niggas think they high as I come laugh at your ruler. Cash money cold, bitch, but I actually is cooler. Wait, these niggas out of they mind, and it's only fuck niggas some hundred times. Gotta keep them bucks, they be on my mind. Fuck these, I fuck these on your mind. Pause, two feet them on my grind. Get a beat a little up, keep throw my sound in the middle. Hit them up, peace on my side, cause ain't no peace on my side. Bitch, I'm a man, I visit urinals the bride. Soon tell me so, I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm uptown, thoroughbred at BX, nigga, you heard Gunna.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Life controller, controller. Yeah, life controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre-knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller.
Y'all up here off me garments, and I'm all to come in me apartment. Ooh, the girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me sorry. You can't listen to me talk, then go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now, and we're working on it. Yeah,
And that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting Charlie. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it miss you, shit'll come back around and get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah. You ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from acting, I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs in my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian, I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should've been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
Right, all right. Peace to the gods. Listen, whoever this is, you got to call in, brother. You got to call in so that I can answer your question. This is clear to me. Batten Curtain. All right, and put your damn number in so I know which number to call on. Don't be writing me all this shit. You think I can talk and read at the same time? Nah, I can't do that. You still didn't show me what number you're under. It's a private number, so it's 1111111. I see, get to you. Peace to the gods. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's doing great. I know I am. I'm a little burnt out, y'all. I wasn't even going to get on today. Then I was like, man, I got to, man. Stop being a bullshit motherfucker. Do your job. Do what you're supposed to do, boy. So, I'm going to go into this history a little bit. But first, I got to open up live streams. So, here we go. All right, I'm live on YouTube. Look up Instagram and go live on Instagram and get into it. I forgot to hook up my mic. Let me try it again. I didn't pay attention to see if it hooked up. I checked for connection. I'm live now. All right, peace to the gods. Everyone doing wonderful, magnificent, great. Can y'all please stop chat with me personally into the private chat? I cannot read and write. It's impossible. I cannot read and talk. I got to do one or the other because that's just the way it works, right? Yeah, I wanted to go into this history a little more. I started Monday. You know, I had a lot more, but, you know, I got so much more. It's not even funny. But back in September 5th, 1930, they found a Sphinx in Mexico. Mexico City, to be exact. It's a news clip. I will put the link of it into the chat. But it says, the Department of Education announced today Boy Scouts discovered a new archaeological zone in the wilds of Guerrero. I don't know how to say it, y'all. I apologize. Among the figures discovered in a large stone is a large stone sphinx bearing a marked resemblance to that in Egypt. Government archaeologists are leaving with the study zone, which according to the preliminary report, Tyre Bridge City. A number of hills in the zone are believed to be covered pyramids. On the summit of one of them is a huge globular stone covered with a kind of hieroglyphic. Department of Communique said there was no known record of the zone. The discovery brought photographs of the Sphinx and the other relics with them as proof of their find. Once again, in America. That's not all that's here in America. Everything that ever happened in those books called the Bible or any of those spiritual book. It all happened here in America. Life started here in the Americas. And a lot of y'all don't know that. Y'all don't know, like I said many a times before, y'all are still in biblical times. Y'all don't know because they changed calendars. They added 1,558 years onto the calendar. Y'all are still in biblical times. Let me play this clip for y'all. I can hear it straight from the woman. I'm going to give her a props instead of me just telling you. I'd like y'all to know where I get the information from. The hell? I had it here. Oh, here it is. I listen in real close.
Hey, guys. First off, I want to say thank you so much for supporting Hello Plants. A lot of you read the story, you know, my back office to see how much money I had made in the past week off of Hello Plants. I decided to then go and do some more research. And also, I'm researching my Facebook friends' family. This led me down a rabbit hole of maps. Now, this one map in particular of Georgia that I found that cost $14,000 is very key to the research that I've been doing with Who Stole Cookies. Now, I watched part two of Who Stole the Cookies. I talked about kudzu and all these different things of that nature. I talked about the mound that sits right there off of Portland Avenue. That's how I ended the video. Well, on the map that I found tonight, the place where I kept noticing the kudzu is called Rex Georgia. That's where my attention was first drawn to the kudzu. Rex Georgia on this $14,000 map that I found is called Beersheba. But I got there also on this map, $14,000. What we call Stone Mountain, that area is called Delta. And there's two big rocks in that area. Rock of Gibraltar. Don't stop there. It's still in Georgia. East, northeast, northwest are running to Lebanon. I'm still in Georgia. So I done found where Elijah went. I done found Rock of Gibraltar, which if I'm not mistaken was also Hercules, had something to do with Hercules, which won't be real far-fetched because we also know there's Athens in Georgia, there's a Rome in Georgia, there's a Cairo in South Georgia, Cairo, however you want. And a lot of our families have these Roman Greek names. I know in my family, the name Pompey is very popular. The name Homer is very popular. A lot of our family. When I do archaeological research, when I do any kind of genealogy research, I always look at the first name. Particularly if you're back in the 1800s or so, I try to look at the first name before looking at the last name. But yeah, I'm so the people who are hiding this information from us are a whole different kind of people. It's just the north part of Georgia at $14,000. Looking at that for the past 2 hours in awe. I can't even believe what I'm seeing. People who are hiding this from us and feeding us a slave narrative are different kinds of people. You don't have to worry about what happened in 1777. You don't have to worry about that right now, because you're not too far removed from the king, Batman, and who were murdered during the Civil War. Because see, this here map, that's $14,000, it is from a top-ranking Civil War colonial sergeant. He was murdered with this map. This map is written, drawn on cloth.
Man, I'm so sorry. You know they chopping this shit up. They don't want y'all to hear it. They don't want y'all to hear it. And every time I try to do something to show y'all who the fuck y'all are, this is why I'm working on Patreon so bad, man. I can't give y'all. I'm going to put this video up in the link on Patreon so y'all can go to Patreon and check out the video yourselves on this information. Some people said this sounds good. Go to Patreon, pull up Jonah, video will be up there, right? But the Pillars of Hercules, which Greek is the Greek. The Greek Indians or Powhatan. Y'all are those people. Y'all are in the ancient land of the whole world. Everything happened here. I got books on it. I got videos on it. All this shit is right here. Y'all got to know who y'all are. We got a lot of work to do. Y'all can believe the Moors. China, all of that shit is here. Started here. Rome started here. Rome went against Egypt. They fought. And then Hannibal came. Attacked Rome. These was Indian tribes. Our own wars, which y'all would call civil wars. But they wiped us all out during the Civil War we was having with each other by getting us to fight each other. After the cataclysm just killed most of us all around the world, mudslides everywhere. Everywhere around America had to be dug up. Everything around the world had to be dug up. The space was buried. Everything was buried. Most of this shit is buried. That's why I told you about the Sphinx in Mexico City. To show you a whole city is down there buried. And most of them was buried. All of them, all the things y'all go to Mexico, to go to Tijuana, all of that stuff was buried. Even though it was on the top of a mountain. But anyway, let's get into the show and let me to ask some people. I really was in the mood to really start teaching on this again tonight, but this is this kind of Wednesday. Oh shit. He said, yo, Moors are teaching everything that happened in Spain. That's not true. That's not true. They don't teach that. But damn, they make it seem like they teach it, but that's not what they teach. And there's a difference between what you call a temple Moor and a Moor that's a Moor by heritage. I'm trying to give y'all heritage back, know who y'all are, how long y'all been here. Y'all been here in America's time immemorial. From the beginning, y'all been here when Mu, Atlantis, was still here and connected. So California was an island. California was connected to Mu. All the islands y'all call the Caribbean was what I would call Atlantis and connected here to the Americas. We've been here that long. everything is here. The truth is coming out. I'm going to keep on revealing this truth to y'all on the history. And for all y'all who don't think the Bible was real, the Bible was your stories. Your ancestors wrote down their journals. What was happening? Altered the Bible, and these motherfuckers fucked with the Bible. The Quran was the rebirth of the Bible, supposed to have set the record straight from when they fucked up the Bible. But most black people, they ain't even in those books no more. They don't know nothing about ancestors and what they told you to do. Y'all ain't got y'all inheritance. What they've done to farmers, all the shit they've done with March to Tulsa, Oklahoma, right now. Yeah, they made us walk Georgia all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma. The government did. And it was nothing there. You built it up, turned it to Black Wall, turned it to beautiful shit. You know what they did? As soon as we met, they come for it. The same thing they did with rap. Y'all got to know, Tale of Tears, you brother. It was messed up. I couldn't remember it. We got a lot to learn, y'all. And we got to teach this to our kids. They are nothing but liars and thieves. Liars and thieves. But let me open up the get some questions answered, because this council will take instant. I'm going 585-710. Hold on. Before 585. I'm going to 11111. Peace to God. Peace.
Hey, Donna. Essentially, I have these court cases coming up, and I have entered a waiver of counsel, so I don't have any representation. And the judge and the paperwork still appointed a different attorney than the public defender.
Okay, now let me say this. Number one, right? And right from the Constitution. Constitution, Bill of Rights says you have the right to represent yourself with or with an attorney. Tell them you violate my rights protected by the Constitution when you're trying to put this goddamn lawyer on me. Make sure you send it to the court administrator and the affidavit that you're going to write. Make sure when you write the affidavit, you notarize it, you sign it, but also get it one or two witnesses to sign.
Okay, so what I did was I had typed up a motion to intervene with my spiritual name doing business as my government name,
mm-hmm,
with the facts, and I got it notarized today so I can go down there tomorrow and send it certified mail.
Dope, but really, you got to see how they can't do it because it's a violation of your rights.
Well, I did put quotes from the Constitution, the sections from the Constitution inside the motion to intervene with rules that they need to follow. Well, the section was section 10, that nobody for any indictable offense could be tried criminally with criminal information. And no ex post facto
now,
laws.
Do you think that's really the issue?
Huh?
What you wrote, do you really think that's going to handle the issue? Issue is, number one, they're trying to give the lawyer to make the 14th Amendment so then the lawyer can sign anything for you and you can do anything in court and you're just going to get fucked over. It's all a turn on me. You need exactly what I just quoted out of the Constitution, that you have the right to represent yourself without an attorney. To force an attorney on you is a violation of your rights.
Okay.
You got to be specific. Law is very specific.
And then
what
I
you're
had,
telling me what doesn't have that problem.
I'm sorry, the phone's really kind of choppy.
I said, what you told me wrote doesn't...
Well, that was for something, that was about the case within the motion, but let me ask you another question.
Did you put in the Constitution under what is it called? Judicial notice.
Did I look under the Constitution about their judicial notice?
Did you do a judicial notice putting the Constitution in case?
I had used I just told them to abide by their oath under the Pennsylvania Loyalty Act.
This is why I tell y'all, y'all have to go to the archives. Talk all about judicial notice. Judicial notice is entering the law.
Yeah.
Right now, you have no law in the case. So that allows them to pick and choose what they want to use as law. Now, also, you probably should have gotten salutations. I could have told you this beforehand, so you could have been prepared, because there's no way you're going to be able to do this tomorrow. You have to tell them that you didn't know the Constitution, so you can refer to the Constitution on what they
want to
do.
I have that at the top of the page, motion to intervene, take judicial notice, what the rights have been violated in the past, Constitution of 1874. And I have the notice of estoppel.
That's closer. Babe, I just told you, law specific. You have
specific laws to the Constitution.
The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is specific. Let me tell you a story. I was once doing a case. And in the case, it was the bank. I had to answer them. I answered them. Do you know they said gave them a false that I didn't answer because I didn't say answer to whatever paperwork they gave me. That's how specific they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take it like you didn't say shit or you didn't answer.
I understand. I wish I could just show you the paperwork. Maybe I sound all over the place. I mean, I do know what you mean to be exactly specific.
You're telling me there. You told me what you want. That's for me to know it's not going to suffice.
Okay.
Not good enough.
So just be more specific to taking judicial notice.
Look up the maximum law. The law is specific. I didn't write this. Your ancestors wrote this.
You said the magnum of law? The magnum of law?
Maximum. Maximum of law.
No, maximum.
It's in the back.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's in the back. It's in the back of your Bouvier's, dictionaries. You could ask them to extend it and then come back in and do the paperwork a little better.
You said ask them for what and then do the paperwork a little better?
Ask them for extension.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to do. That's why I was putting in a motion to intervene to withdraw the representative, because they're acting like, the courts are acting like I cannot do anything with my own case with that representative.
Yeah,
and when I had talked to the attorney yesterday, he was talking about he don't want to do.
This is what I told you about Bill of Rights that said you can represent yourself with a lawyer or not.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to edit my paperwork to say that.
And first of all, you asked to get rid of the attorney, not asking them for an extension. I just told you have to be specific.
Well, I thought maybe if I could, if I put that in, then I would put in the continuance separately.
You gotta ask for an extension. You can't tell what you mean. It gotta say what you mean. It's very detailed. You can't talk to the court like you're talking to your boyfriend. You gonna have to talk to the court exactly what you want.
Okay, right. So I thought when it comes down to having a motion to intervene and a motion to continuance, those are two separate things. So I was
going to
put
in
the motion
to intervene
first.
That's what I'm saying to you. You should have asked for your motion to get for a continuance so you can do the paperwork correct.
Right. And they're not letting me, they're not allowing me to do that. They're telling me the attorney needs to do that, and he don't want to do that. I told him yesterday.
You're not, oh my God. I'm about to go on to the next person. Get a consultation because you're not even listening to what I'm saying. I gave you your solution, and you keep on explaining to me. I already heard you. I don't need to hear it five different times, five different ways. I heard what you said.
Okay.
And I said, what's your solution to pushing the lawyer on you? What did I tell you to do?
To do the continuance, to do the paperwork right.
Oh, my God. That is not what the hell I said at all. I said that later on with the overall case. That is not what I told you to do to get rid of this lawyer.
Oh, to get rid of the lawyer, you want me to put in the Constitution to take judicial notice that I have a right to be represented myself.
And I didn't say judicial notice on that part either. You didn't hear it. You heard bits and pieces. You need a consultation.
Yeah, because that's how it's coming through the phone. It's coming in bits and pieces, but I do thank
you
and appreciate the information that I gathered today.
That's even more reason to get a consultation so we on the phone, it won't be chopped.
Thank you, Jenna.
Problem. I'm sorry I couldn't help you more.
No, you helped me with it enough. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
585-710. Peace to the God.
Peace. Peace to the God. And I wish happy and greatness and large sum of money comes ASAP and easily.
You're so cute.
I just want to say thank you because the knowledge that you've given my mom has really helped our family and yours, and I'm just happy and grateful that everything is happening good.
Thank you so much, sweetie.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Got the young one on the phone today. That's what's up. 314-880. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, Jonah. I'm just listening, brother.
All right. All
I don't
right.
have no question.
Peace, brother. Peace. And I don't mind y'all calling in and saying what's 706. Peace to God. Got elevated. Gotta have you. I'm going to 901-2. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. I ain't have no questions, God. I ain't know how I pressed that. I pressed one.
Peace, you could have at least talked to Tyler, just dropped on the pass.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, I'm just tuning in, God. Just listening.
All right.
3-0-2.
Peace to the God. Peace. Hey.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, I got a couple questions, G. I've been listening to your show. I've been hearing about your copyright infringement. I want to know, did you actually take the court administrator down there for the copyright infringement and sue, or you just did the cease and desist and they backed off? Same with the child support.
With the child support, I personally...
It got choppy. I can't hear you, God.
I didn't say nothing. I was reading. My support only did do it. I did GSA bonds many years ago and got rid of my child support.
Okay. Now, what about the copyright decision to sit to the court administrator?
I just did the cease and desist. I put in a copy of my copyright. I put in my EBA. And I also have something that y'all don't have, but I'm not even talking about that because y'all can't get it. Y'all not from New York. Cease and desist. I asked it to the court administrator, the head judge, and the attorney.
Okay. And on the passport, I'm 30 days in on sending out my explanatory statement after they sent in that I was still a U.S. citizen. So I typed up the explanatory statement and sent it out. Now, if they don't honor that or say nothing back, am I supposed to take them into federal court for this passport or what?
I never did that. I never had no need to do that.
So you do have your passport?
So my question is, I don't know. My answer is, I don't know. I ain't never.
So with the explanatory statement in the 2016 passport application,
people,
it went through.
But how do you know they're not giving it to you? Look, someone mailed me a trust thing today. Me today. He mailed it over a month ago. So what am I saying?
Yeah.
He told you that all of
they chopping heavy on everything you just said.
He said, what I'm saying is they have slowed down all mail. It takes longer for everything.
Okay. I'm a kneel to four, God. That's all I got.
All right. Peace, God. I do not have any eyes so bad tonight, man. They normally do that when I got a bunch of people listening, but it's more than usual. I don't even understand. Yeah, I know it's bad, man. It's crazy. What am I? Well, the show's almost over anyway. The hell, man. This is why I'm working so hard trying to get this Patreon up and running, man. Anyway, Kemar Omar Sterling, I need you to email me at jonahbay@gmail.com. Send your number. I need to talk to you. Send your number. I got your trust stuff today. Put your number in the email. Kemar Omar Sterling, all right? I'm gonna try to get one more caller. Hopefully it goes well. 4640. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. Peace, God, man. I'm so happy and grateful to be outside sucking up this sun, man, grounding and have my freedom, man. How you doing?
Oh, my God. I feel you. So you say soaking up sun. I mean, where you at that is still sun?
AZ, baby. Phoenix, Arizona, man.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's still sunny right now.
Yeah, it's bright on. It's right on my third eye right now, man. I'm outside grounded with my shoes off.
That's dope.
Yes, sir. I'm happy you tagged me in, though, because it's Consultation Wednesday. I got a question. And to that lady that called first, when she said she filled out the waiver form, so what they do in some states is they still appoint her a legal advisor, somebody to oversee the shit she putting in. You know what I'm saying? And grateful to that Jonah Bay shit, we teaching them shit. because I got a legal advisor too. I present myself in court, and I'm tearing their ass up, man. So I'm just trying to see what they on right now. They just pushed my court date back way to the 3rd of February. But I just put in my motion to dismiss. She had some odd days to give me the discovery. I haven't got it. You know what I'm saying? So I just did my basically motion to dismiss with my supplement brief, basically bagging it up, saying that ain't nothing that basically you do. I've been asking for all the little discovery and shit. It's unconstitutional. So basically I am going to be doing a constitutional challenge, but I don't really think I need to right now because I got them in basically like a full Nelson. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if they don't honor this motion to dismiss, then I'm going to hit them with the constitutional challenge and challenge the constitutionality of the statutes they hit me with. And they hit me with a serious case, too, but it's some bullshit.
Right.
And then another thing, my question is the courts. You know how they trying to do all these virtual appearances due to COVID? Isn't there something we can file to dismiss the charges just based on that? We can't get no justice?
You could say you don't agree with doing a hearing. You want to do something and you give 2 days way before the hearing day.
Say that again? Yeah, they fucking with the call like a motherfucker.
You can say you don't want a proceeding. You want live proceeding in person. And you have to give that paperwork to the court administrator, the head judge, and all that before 30 days.
It's 3 days. Okay, so I did the right thing, and they just told me I had to do it 3 days before court. So I can't – it's 72 hours before court. I can't put it in 4 days before court, and I can't put it in any time after that. It has to be 72 hours before initial date. I got to – crazy as hell, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the hell? So the first one they just had me go to, they went and had court without me even being there, and I had to have my paperwork in stating that I want to show up in person. I don't waive any of my rights. I don't do no virtual hearings or none of that.
No virtual.
So they still.
Everyone's getting
stuck
with virtual.
Yeah, so they sent me a paperback basically reading, basically telling me how not to have the virtual one. And it's saying I can only do it within 72 hours of the initial court date. So they were supposed to hit me with another one on the 17th of this month. But they vacated all of that shit. Now I don't got court until February 3rd. So I'm still going to go up there tomorrow and drop off this stuff saying it's dismissed, motion to dismiss, for y'all basically not taking me to trial in the proper time with unnecessary delay. I'm not waiving no time. I'm ready to go to trial.
Right,
y'all not ready. The prosecutor hasn't gave me
trial.
Listen, she said she sent me the discovery, right? She sent me all my priors, bro. That's why I called you the other day and was asking because as soon as she sent me that, I hurried up against the Constitution, double jeopardy, get that up out of here. You know what I'm saying? They tried not to have me put it up in there. You know what I'm saying? But I went. That's why I asked you, because I filed it anyway, saying you can't use these priors against me. That's double jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? And I showed them, because it's in the Bill of Rights. What they was trying to do is take me to the 10th article.
Exactly.
Yeah, they try to.
Listen, the Constitution is there. Trust is there. Bust their ass with it.
Busting their ass. Now, check this out. The Chigley versus Pegliaro. That's why they're not trying to get me in court right now. Because as soon as she opened her mouth, I was already on it when I went to my first court date. Like, cause that's hearsay, Your Honor. Oh, well, we're going to have to – that's going to be up to the discretion of the jury. No, it ain't. And matter of fact, if you don't rule on it, you being impartial. They don't want me back in court right now, man, because I'm going to tear their ass up.
Exactly.
So what they going to do right now, I think they just going to end up keep pushing my shit out and dismiss it if I don't file the proper paperwork and proper timing.
They're just waiting for you to fuck up. If you don't fuck up, it's going away.
Yeah. But with my case, bro, they got to, you know, I'm on a tough guy, you know what I'm saying? So they got to have proof without a reasonable doubt. The reason I got arrested is because of this fucking punk-ass detective said, I fit the description. No evidence. This nigga just said, I fit the description.
Man, bust they ass.
On the helmet, man. And I had to pay. I'm out on $100,000 cash only bond. This shit fucked up all my shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to sue
boy,
too after that.
You had some bread, didn't you? You had some bread, $100,000.
Oh yeah, oh, man, you know, I've been fucking with that Jonah Bay shit for a while now, man. You know, right. we've been doing that UCC 3-311. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't think I paid for nothing fully in a few years, man. You know what I'm saying? We got land, we got gold, man. We got trust around here, man. So, you know what I'm saying? And another thing I'm noticing too, a lot of us gods and goddesses, man, they trying to get us in court because ain't nothing working. Only thing they can do is get us to fear. Don't be fucking scared, man. Even if you don't fucking know what you're doing, don't be scared. That's all they working on is fear tactics. So confidence.
That's our show for today, man. Thanks, Paula. You was the hype one.
All right, thank you for your time, bro.
No doubt. That's our time for today. I'll see y'all again Monday. Peace to the God. I'm going to show back up on Facebook. I'll hear it better there.